嗯，请一同翻开圣经旧约以西结书第一章。
May we all please turn to the Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1.
我们今天会交通第一章整章，但是我们不会念所有的地方。
We'll be going over the entire first chapter, but we won't be reading through all the verses.
我想我们就读第一节到第三节就好了。
And I think we can just read from verses 1 to 3.
以西结书第一章第一节，当30年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
Now it came about in the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Kibar among the exiles, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
正是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日。
On the 5th of the month, in the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's exile.
在加勒底人之地，加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi, in the land of Chaldeans by the river Kibar, and there the hand of the Lord came upon him.
我们在低头有点祷告。
So let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，在主日的清晨，你再次召聚我们来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that at this Lord's morning that you once again bring us before you.
开我们的眼睛，让我们不但看见神自己的荣耀，也是看见神的荣耀，也是显在你儿子耶稣基督的面光上。
And let us be able to behold your glory and also see that the sun is the radiance of your glory.
借着你的话，我们再来认识更多的认识我们的主，看见他脸上的荣光。
So that through your word that we may see more of your light.
好，叫我们被你自己的话所激动，所提醒。
So that we may be moved and reminded by your word.
我就把底下的时间恭敬交托仰望主。
So we give the following time into your hands.
愿圣灵亲自说话，儿女们静听。
And may your Holy Spirit speak, and may we listen.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen. 在旧约圣经里头有五卷书是大先知书。
So in the Old Testament, there are five major books of the major prophets.
他们篇幅都非常长。
And they're all very long.
那么除了以赛亚书以外，其卷的四卷书啊，都是在同个时期写的。
And outside of Isaiah, the others are all written around the same time.
就是在以色列人，尤其是南国被掳到巴比伦的那段时间写的。
And they were written when the southern kingdom of Judah was taken captive to Babylon.
那么那三位先知，耶利米他是在犹大地做先知。
Jeremiah was a prophet in Judah.
那么以西结他是在被掳的人百姓当中做先知。
Ezekiel was a prophet amongst the captives.
那么但以理他是在被掳的王宫里头做先知。
Daniel was a prophet in the kingdom of Babylon.
这四卷书的篇幅非常的长，几乎没有任何一个时期神说话比这个时期还说的还多的。
And so all three of these books are very comprehensive. The Lord did not speak so much as to any other time.
我们就很稀奇啊，因为以色列人他们被掳啊，就是因为他们不听神的话。
And these people were taken captive because the people did not obey God's word.
他们把神的话当作耳边风啊，那么听归听，做归做。
And God's word to them went in one ear and out the other, and they heard, but they did not do what they were supposed to do.
照讲呢，这个时候这段时期，神的话应该是非常稀少的才对啊。
And so during this time, the word of God should be pretty scarce.
因为他的百姓不听嘛。
Because God's people did not listen.
但是神实在是蛮有恩典的神。
But God is full of grace.
就在百姓光景最黑暗的时候，神说的话是最多的一段时期。
Because in the darkest period of His people, God spoke the most.
那么以西结书呢，他开始的时候他说到第30年四月初五日。
So Ezekiel starts off by saying in the 30th year on the 5th day of the 4th month.
那有些翻译本呢说他翻成是当我第30年，就是以西结他30岁的时候他开始写这卷书。
And some version says in my 30th year, which refers to Ezekiel being 30 years old.
那时候他们已经被掳去了，已经五年了。
And they have already been taken captive for 5 years.
你知道那个以西结呢，他是个祭司。
And we know that Ezekiel is a priest.
在民数记里面，他说到这个立位人，他们有一处他说从30岁开始服侍，服侍到50岁。
And in Numbers, it tells us that Levites, they started serving at 30 years until they were 50.
有一处说他是从25岁开始服侍到50岁。
Some say 25 years old to 50 years old. And so most people interpret this to say that between the age of 25 and 30, this is when they're preparing themselves to serve.
以西结他25岁的时候，他正是应该要开始学习服侍神的时候。
And when Ezekiel was 25, that was when he was supposed to start learning how to serve.
但是呢，他被掳了。
But then he was taken captive.
没有地方可以让他学习服侍。
And there was no place for him to learn how to serve.
他跟他的百姓在一起颠沛流离，到处流浪，受尽了许许多的苦难。
And he was with his people wandering and taken captive in a foreign land.
这五年他不是在圣殿里头受训练，这五年是在地上那个颠沛流离。
So instead of learning how to serve in a temple, he was in a foreign land with his captive people.
所以当30岁起来，那神呼召他来服侍的时候。
So when he turned 30, God called him to serve.
我想他里头一定是非常非常的沮丧，非常非常的下沉。
And I'm sure he was very hopeless and did not understand.
他不但没有机会在圣殿里头学习服侍，这五年到处奔波流离挨饿，看见旁边都好死，病的病，死的死。
Because not only did he not have an opportunity to learn how to serve in a temple, but he was also witnessing all the people around him falling and also wandering in a foreign land. And so this was a great testing of his faith.
这时候神呼召他出来做先知。
But it was at this time that God called him to be a prophet.
没有任何一个时代做先知比这个时候还艰难了。
Because there was no other more urgent time than for now for him to be a prophet. And you'll see that when you read the rest of Ezekiel, that God calls his people stubborn and obstinate.
我呢，在参与去他们中间说话，他们绝对不听你话。
That if God sends him to speak to his people, that they will not listen.
百姓也真的没有任何理由要听神的话。
And these people really did not have a desire to listen.
如果神在我们当中的话，我们怎么可能被掳呢？
Because if God was with them, how could they be taken captive?
神已经早就离开我们了。
The Spirit of God has long departed them.
这时候要做先知，说耶和华如此说，你想这个职事何等样的艰难呢？
But for now, for the Lord to call Ezekiel to be a prophet, imagine the difficult situation he was in. So before God's word came to him, first, God allowed him to see the heaven open. To see the vision of God. Because it is this glorious vision that first captures Ezekiel.
坚固他里面的信心,
to strengthen his faith.
看见的是神在那里掌权,
to see that it is God in control.
不管他自己里头多么样的下沉,
so even if he himself feels very fallen.
不管百姓怎么样子的心意,
and no matter the response of the people around him.
神仍然在那里头掌权。
Lord, the Lord is still in control in their place. And I believe that this vision allowed Ezekiel to serve heartily throughout his lifetime, even in the midst of a disobedient people.
那么这个意象呢，一开始他说呢，他看见狂风从北方刮来，有一朵这个闪烁云的。 闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，其中有火发出。
And it says first, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud of fire flashing forth continually and a bright light around it, and in its midst, something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire.
那么他一开始的时候看见一朵大云。
So at the start of this vision, he sees this this great cloud.
里面呢, 有那个火发出啊, 那个闪耀的像金晶一样的。
And with fire flashing forth continually and a bright light around it.
在这个以西结的意象里头啊, 你发觉一个很重要的一件事情就是到处都是火。
And throughout this vision, you'll notice something, a very important detail, that is the presence of fire.
不但是这个大云里面有火。
Because not only was there fire in the great cloud.
基督伯呢，在第十二节他说呢，基督伯的形象啊，在四个活物的形象像烧着的火炭啊，那个又像这个火把的形状啊。
And if you look at verse 13, when it talks about the cherubim, it says, "In the midst of the living beings, there is something that looked like burning coals of fire."
那火呢，在那个四活物中间上去下来。
Like fire, like torches darting back and forth among the living beings.
那么在这个四活物的上面穹苍之中啊，它要显出这个人子的形象啊。
And then also that there was a son of God, someone like the son of God, appearance of the son of God above them.
那么二十七节他说呢，我看见这人子呢，他的腰以上有火，有那个光耀的金睛，都有火的形状。
And it says in verse 27. From the appearance of his loins and upwards, something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it.
那么他的腰以下呢，也是有仿佛的，腰以上、腰以下都有火的形状。
And also from the appearance of his loins and downwards, I saw something like fire. So there was fire both above and below his loins.
他说呢，这个火发出呢，好像光耀的金睛啊，金子说到神的性情啊，这个借着火要显出神他荣耀的性情。
And it says that, and there was a radiance around him. So this is radiant glory of God.
那么在这个希伯来书第十二章呢，他说呢，神说呢，我再要再一次，不但要震动天，还要震动地，哈。And
in Hebrews chapter 12, the Lord said that not he will shake not only the earth but also the heaven.
一切呢可以被摇动了，都要被挪去。And
anything that is shakeable will be removed.
所以他说呢，我们呢要存着敬畏。
And so it says that we need to show gratitude and offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
For our God is a consuming fire.
那么神他不然他是爱啊。
So God is love.
但是呢，神的公义显出的时候，他是烈火。
But when the righteousness of God is shown, He is a consuming fire.
火呢，说的要烧尽人里头一切的杂质。
Because fire burns away all the filth of someone.
神火呢，说到神的审判。
And so God's fire refers to His judgment.
这正是神在这个时候他要做的事情。
And this is what God will do at this time.
百姓因为被那个顽梗悖逆，所以神把他们掳到巴比伦去。
Because his people were so disobedient, God allowed them to be taken captive in the hands of the Babylonians.
一面呢是神对他们罪的审判。
On one hand, it is God's judgment towards their sin.
一面呢是神的炼净，除去他们中间的杂质。
But it is also his purifying work to get rid of all this filthiness amongst them.
在耶利米书第24章的时候呢，他是神给耶利米看见一个异象。
And in Jeremiah chapter 24, God gives him a vision.
他看见了两筐无花果，一筐无花果非常的好，一筐无花果非常的坏。
And he sees two fig trees, one very good and one not so good.
果子哈,
the fruit.
那么他说有这个是代表的两批以色列人。
And he said that this was meant to show two groups of Israelites.
一批是被掳的，一批是留下来的。
The one who was taken captive and the one who remained.
在我们来猜想的话，那留下来的一定是那些好花果，才不会被没有被掳去嘛。
And we think to ourselves, the ones that remain are probably the good figs.
那坏的花果一直指那些被掳去的，因为他们坏嘛，所以被掳到外边，被掳去。
And that the bad figs would represent the ones who are taken captive, taken away.
但是神说呢，那好的无花果呢，是那些被掳到巴比伦去的，它是好的，非常的好。
But the Lord says that actually, like these good figs, those are the captives of Judah.
那些坏的呢，是留在犹大地的这些坏的不可吃。
And the bad figs are the ones that remain in Jerusalem.
哎，我们就不明白哈，为什么会这个样子哈。
So we think to ourselves, why would God denote this
such a way? 说坏的，他们一样的坏。
Because if you think about it, they're both bad.
没有说是留在犹大地或被掳到巴比伦的谁比较好，谁比较坏。
There's not sort of good or bad between those who remain in Judah versus go to Babylon.
但是呢，神把这的一批百姓呢掳到巴比伦去啊，就是要借着这个他们被掳啊，像火一般的势力啊，炼尽他们里面的杂质。
But those who are taken into captivity will go through the fire.
所以当他们再次被掳归回了以后啊，他们呢整个人改变了。
And so when they return from captivity, their entire person will change.
他们再也不敢拜偶像了。
Then they will never dare to worship idols again.
这是神在以色列人当中啊说这样的奇妙的事情。
So this is something that amazing that the Lord spoke to Ezekiel.
也就在这异象当中，我们就看见啊，到处都是火。云中是火，那个四活物当中是火，人子的身上都是火。
And so we see this continuous presence of fire in this Ezekiel's vision.
人正在炼尽他的百姓。
Because God is judging and purifying his people.
那么在这个大云之后呢，他看见有四个活物。
And then after this great cloud, he sees four living creatures.
那么他们的形状呢，像人的形象哈，他们各有四个脸面，四个翅膀。
And they had human form, they each had four faces and four wings.
那么首先呢，他说了，这基路伯像什么样子？好像人的形状。
And so first they said that the four living beings had the likeness of a man.
我们到后面的时候看见那个在宝座上面坐的那个神的儿子啊，神子，他也是有人的形状。
And we know that the Son of God who sits on a throne also has this likeness of man.
当我们读到那个腓立比书的时候，说到主耶稣他降卑，他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式啊。
And when we read Philippians, it talks about how he came down to this earth, taking on a form of a bondservant.
主要是说因为我们是人的样子嘛，他谦卑，他取了我们的样子，他变成我们的样子。
And so we are man, and he took on the likeness of man.
其实呢，我们是怎么造的呢？是那个创世纪他说呢，他说我们是按照他的形象和样式造的。
When in Genesis it tells us that we were made in his image according to his likeness.
形象说到外面，那个样式说到里头，我们里面外面都是按照他的样子造的。
So image speaks of external things, likeness speaks of internal. So inside and out, we are like God.
所以还没有人被造之前，神的人子就是个样子，像人的样子。
So before we were created, the Son of God had this likeness.
那么我们呢被造啊，就是为了要荣耀这神，荣耀神的儿子他自己。
And then we were created so that we can glorify the Son of God.
他说呢，是活物了，他也有人的样子。
And so that these four living creatures, they also had the likeness of man.
所以呢，是那个从某个角度来说呢，四活物也是照着神儿子的形象造的。
And so you can also say that these four living beings were also took on the likeness of the Son of God.
那个这四活物，我们后面再到第十章知道，这是四个基路伯哈，他们的唯一的工作就是要彰显神的儿子耶稣基督。
And we know that these four cherubim, their ultimate purpose is to bring forth this testimony of Christ.
他不但在外面彰显基督的荣耀。
Because externally, they show forth the glory of Christ.
他在工作上面执行神儿子的命令。
In their works, they carry out the commands of the Son of God.
他是服役的灵啊，要带进神儿子他自己的工作。
And so through the Spirit that they are brought into the work.
所以呢，我们来看这个是四个是活物的时候呢，不但看借着他们，我们看见神的本性，神的荣耀。
And so through these four cherubim, we see the very character, the very principle of God.
那借着他们呢，我们也应该有些回想，因为我们也是照的是我们有人的样子，就我们是照着他们的样子照的，所以我们在某种程度也应该反应回应神他的自己的性情。
And likewise, we were also made in His image according to His likeness. So we also ought to demonstrate the character and principle of God.
首先他说这四活物有四个脸面。
So it says that they have four faces.
他呢，前面呢各有人的脸面，右面各有狮子的脸面，左面各有牛的脸面，后面各有鹰的脸面。
It says, as for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man, all four had the face of a lion on the right and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle.
那么在中世纪的时候，有一位这个神的仆人呢，他读经的时候，他发觉呢，这四个面孔啊，正是说到主他自己。
And so there was a servant God, when he was reading these faces, he came to the realization that these faces spoke about Christ.
这四个脸面正是四福音所要说出来，让我们看见主他自己的荣幸。
That these four faces speak to Christ according to the Gospels.
这实在是一个非常大的看见哈，让我们是后世都非常的受益。
And so this was a very great realization that these correspond to the four Gospel books.
他说呢是那个这个马太福音呢，说到他是要来的王，就是狮子所代表的。
So Matthew talks about Christ as the coming king, as represented by the lion.
那么马可福音呢，说到他是神的仆人，是那个牛所代表的。
And Mark talks about Christ as a servant of God, as represented by the ox.
路加福音说到呢，主耶稣基督是那个完全的人，是人所代表的。
Luke talks about Christ being the perfect man, as represented by the man.
那么约翰福音一开始就把我们带到太初有道哈，道与神同在，这是鹰所代表的。
And John talks about Christ being the Son of God, that being the Word in the very beginning, as represented by the eagle.
所以神把这四卷福音赐给我们是有原因的。
And so God gave us four Gospels for a reason.
那么这四卷福音呢，从四个角度啊，让我们看见他自己的荣美，他自己的工作。
Because these four Gospels show us. Who he is and his beauty.
不但看见他是要来的王。
Not only to show us that he is the coming king.
他是神所这个心目中的那第二个人，完全的人。
That he is also that perfect man.
他还是神的仆人。
That he is also the servant of God.
他更是神的儿子，他的太初就有的那一位。
And he is also the Son of God who is from the very beginning.
那么这个活物，每一个活物都有四个脸面哈。所以这个四活物呢，它也是从这四个方面来彰显基督他的所事。
And so these four faces, these four different faces, they are to show all these aspects of Christ.
要彰显基督他自己的所做的。
To show the work of Christ.
那么有的时候呢，他是往前去。
So they would each went straight forward.
那么这时候呢，他神是要借着基督伯，借着这个的天使人来彰显基督他是完全的人。
Through the cherubim, God was showing that Christ was a perfect man.
有时候向右走，就彰显他是王；向左走，就彰显他是仆人；向后走，他是那个神的儿子，像鹰一样。
So if they go to the right, it might show the kingly aspect of Christ. If they go to the left, it might show him being a servant. If they go straight, him being a son of God.
我们说呢，知道呢，那个天使他是服役的灵。天使啊，
服役的
servant, the hero of servant.
Okay. So we know that angels are the spirits of service.
那么他呢是在神面前侍立，听候神的差遣，执行神他自己的工作。
So they listen to God's command and they carry out His command.
那么在圣经里面，我们常常看见这个神界的天使说话。
And we know that God often used angels to speak to His people.
那么有时候呢，我们看见是天使说着，变成不是天使在说话，是神耶和华自己在说话。
And you'll notice that sometimes it starts off with the angel speaking, but then at the end it becomes the Lord speaking.
像亚伯拉罕显现的那三位使者，最后一个留下是剩下来，是应该使者跟他说话，但是说的是耶和华用第一人称向他说话，告诉他要审判所罗门、俄摩拉。
When Abraham was speaking to the three people, and then at the end, it became the Lord speaking in the first person.
哎，就说到呢，天使呢，他们不是讲的堕落的天使哈，所以基督伯他们在来执行神的命令的时候，是完全没有任何的拦阻的。
And so these are not fallen angels; these are cherubim. So when they do the work of God, there is no obstruction.
神的荣耀在他们借着他们彰显的时候，是没有任何的阻拦的。
And there is no obstructing the glory of God shown forth through their works.
人的工作借着他们执行的时候，不打任何的折扣的。
And there's no sort of shortcuts or anything when executed through these angels.
那么在启示录的时候呢，那个他记载啊，那个使徒约翰啊，他有两次要拜那个天使啊。
And in Revelation, it records that two times that John was going to worship the angel.
那么那个天使两次这个拦阻他说。千万不可哈，因为我跟你那些的弟兄们和你跟一些弟兄们都是做仆人的，你要敬拜神啊。
And both times the angel says, "You do not dare do so, for I am a fellow servant, and to worship God."
为什么天使已经拦阻过他一次了，而在这第十九章，然后到了第二十二章，他又做了一次，天使还要再拦阻他一次。
So why did this happen twice? First in chapter 19, where the angel stopped John from worshiping him, and again in chapter 22.
因为实在的，在人在看的时候呢，有时候天使说话， 他到底是天使说话还是神说话，不是很容易分得清楚。
Because to man it was hard to distinguish whether it was the angel or God himself speaking.
所以看见了这个基督伯他所示的他所做的完全彰显成他自己的荣耀神的旨意。
So we see that the actions of the cherubim, they are, reveal the glory of God and they satisfy his will.
那么他最主要的彰显的是神的儿子。从四个方面来彰显神的儿子他自己。
And they also reveal these four aspects of Christ.
那么我们会问啊，这四个脸面，哪一个脸面呢，最能代表基督伯了？
And so we say, amongst these four characteristics, which one is represented by the cherubim the most?
那么在第十章的时候，他再一次提到他有四个脸面。
And in Ezekiel chapter 10, once again it talks about them having four faces.
是几个说基督伯各有四个脸面，是哪四个脸面呢？第一个是基督伯的脸，第二个是人的脸，第三个是狮子的脸，第四个是鹰的脸。
In verse 14 it says, and each one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, the second face was the face of a man, the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle.
我们在这里突然发现，哎，他没有提到牛的脸了。
And here we see that they did not mention the bull or the ox.
他的牛的脸呢，就是基督伯的脸。
That face was the cherub himself.
对的，基督伯他自己来说呢，最能够像在那个代表他自己的是牛的脸，因为他是做仆人的。
And so the cherub himself was represented by the ox or the bull because
不管他有的时候他能够彰显基督各方面的荣耀，他基本上他是做仆人的。
Because their main work was to serve.
其实当我们主在地上的时候。
So when the Lord himself was on the earth,
那么固然他在各个方面都能显出神儿子的荣耀。
Yeah, he also demonstrated the glory of the Son of God.
但是在地上他最主要的工作就是要成就神的救恩。
But his main work on earth was to accomplish the will of the Father.
在以赛亚书第52章、53章的时候呢，他说到那个他怎么样成就救恩。
And in Isaiah chapters 52 and 53, it talks about how he was going to accomplish God's will.
那里面他提示谁在那里在成就神的救恩呢？
And who is mentioned there to be the one to accomplish the will of God?
我的仆人。
God said that it is my servant.
他是耶和华的仆人在那里成就救恩。
It is my servant, the servant of Jehovah, who will be doing this.
很多人在历史历代的时候都不懂到底这是指的谁啊。
So throughout many generations, people didn't know who this was referring to.
主在地上他说呢，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And the Lord said himself that he came not to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to be a ransom for many.
我们主在地上的时候，他最能够显出他的荣美的，不是任何人，是他做仆人那个身份。
And so when he came to this earth, that was the characteristic he shone forth the most to serve.
从某一个角度来说的话，我们是照他的形象和样式造的。
And so we said that we are made according to an image according to his likeness.
我们需要显出君王的样式。
And we also need to show forth the image of this host, Lord of hosts.
因为我们的是君尊的祭司。
Because we are a royal priesthood.
有一天我们要跟主做王的。
One day we will reign with Christ.
同时呢，我们在地上，神在我们身上要做一个人，而且做完全人。他说，你们要做完全人。
And one day we will also be perfect, for the Lord told us to be perfect.
在人性当中呢，显出这基督人性的荣美。
To show the beauty of Christ from within us.
那么我们也应该常常被带到天上哈。那么因为我们一信主之后，我们就与主一同复活了，一同坐在天上啊。
And one day we will die and resurrect with Christ.
要从天的角度，像鹰的角度一样来看地上的事物。
And then just like an eagle, view things from a heavenly perspective.
这是在我们身上应该最能够显明我们的身份的，我们是神的仆人。
But our foremost testimony should be to be the servant of God.
所以那个天使对那个使徒约翰说的，你不可以拜我啊，那个我跟我和你跟那些一同的亲子神的话，都是做神的仆人的。
And that's why the angel prohibited John from worshiping him in Revelation because he was also a fellow servant.
所以你看这里啊，他说到这个活物是活物啊，它有人的形状，然后呢，它的脚呢是直的，那脚掌呢好像什么呢？好像牛犊之蹄啊。
And then in verse 7, it says that their legs, in chapter 1, it says their legs were straight and their feet were like a calf's hoof.
因为他主要是做仆人,
because their primary role was to serve.
这四个活物从他们的四个脸面来显出那个神他儿子的荣耀。
And then their four faces were to show these four aspects of Christ.
那么在这个四活物他在行动的时候啊,
And so these four living beings, when they moved,
他说呢, 这个四个活物啊, 往来奔走, 好像电光一闪,
And verse 14 it says, And the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning.
那么他们呢,
and so their movement was very quick.
那么在这讲之前呢, 我还要前面再看一点啊, 他说呢, 它这不但是有四个翅脸面，还有四个翅膀。
And before we get into that, we also need to mention that they had four wings.
所以它有这两个翅膀呢，它可以任意飞翔。
And because they have wings, they were able to move.
它说呢，它说这个是它是不管往哪个方向飞都可以。
And they can move in any direction.
而且它飞的时候，它不需要转身的。
And when they moved, they did not need to turn their bodies.
我想说世上没有这种翅膀啊，你不管是哪种鸟，哪种动物，它如果要换个方向可以，它一定要转身才能够飞，对不对？
And when we think about sort of the natural, we think this is impossible. For example, if birds need to turn, they need to shift their bodies.
这实在是属灵那个奥秘，我们不知道这怎么回事情。
But this is a spiritual mystery that we don't understand.
那么他说这个翅膀呢，不管往哪个方向飞，那么它都是往前执行。 并不转身，不需要转身。
And so no matter which direction the wings flew, the cherubims did not have to turn.
那么它都是往前执行的。
And they would just go straight forward.
那他说到呢，当他们在执行神的命令的时候。
And so when they're executing the commands of God.
那么神所做的，借着他们所做的每一件事情。
Because God uses them to carry out His work.
都是神早就知道，早就已经定规好的事情。
This shows that in God's mind, it has already been determined what is to be done.
他不管是往东、往西、往南，这个方向怎么飞、怎么样彰显基督的东西，都是神已经定规好了，这时候要做的事。
No matter if it's east or west, that this work has already been determined in God's mind.
在我们看来看的话，他好像是他转了个方向，他说换了一个道路。
And to us, it may seem like that there's a change in direction.
但是呢。 当四活物他在执行神的命令的，他是往前行的，他根本不需要转身的。
But you see here that the cherubim move straight forward; they don't need to turn.
那么我们就问，只有问一个问题哈：神在历史历代在做事的时候，他有没有改变他的计划的时候？
And so we ask ourselves: in the history of time, did God ever change His mind?
那么在圣经上面呢，有一个字啊，有很多字我们。 比如像神嫉妒啊，这个不太能够解释哈。那么还有一个很难的不容易解释，就是神后悔。So
there are some words that are difficult to define. For example, God being jealous. There's another word that comes to mind is regret. Does God regret?
神他会不会后悔呢？
Does God regret anything?
当我们说到后，我们会后悔啊。 我们后悔的是因为我以前做错了，我现在换个方向，我以前这个判断错误，所以我再转个方向走。When
we say that we regret something, it's because we did something wrong and we decide to change our mind and pivot.
当神那天对因着这个扫罗了不听他的命令，厌弃神的命令，没有把亚玛力人完全那个除灭尽的时候。And
so, for example, in 1 Samuel, when Paul did not carry out God's command to completely annihilate the people.
那么那天晚上啊，神就向亚撒母显现了，向他说话。
So that night God spoke to Samuel.
他说呢，我立扫罗做王，我后悔了。
He says that I regret that I have made Saul king.
因为他转去不听从我的命令。
For he has turned back from following me and has not carried out my command.
撒母耳就终于在神面前那个为扫罗哀求哈。
And Samuel was distressed and cried out to the Lord all night.
神后悔了。
Says here, I regret.
可是当那个撒母耳他去见扫罗那个责备扫罗的时候，
But then when Samuel goes to Saul to rebuke him, when he confronts Saul about why did he not completely destroy the people as he commanded, he says that,
And
if he says that the glory of Israel will not lie or change his mind, and he does not regret, he does not lie and does not regret or relent. So why earlier did it say the Lord said I regret, but here Samuel says that he does not change his mind.
那么当那个神派约拿去尼尼微传的时候，就说再过40年了，尼尼微去成就全部要被毁灭。
When, for example, when God called Jonah to go to Nineveh to share the news that in 40 years that things will be destroyed. And then the oldest to the youngest, all of them repented. And then the Lord said that he regretted sending forth this tragedy.
那么这神就后悔了，那么但是在那个何西阿书里面呢，他说呢，我们耶和华神呢，他是绝不后悔的人。
And Hosea says that God is God who does not regret.
那么神呢，他有的时候他必须用一些我们能够明白的一些话来说到神的作为。And
so sometimes God uses human language to illustrate His work.
他 有的时候用后悔告诉我们说神的计划改变。Sometimes
he would use the word regret to show that there's a change in his plans.
但是这些事情都在他的计划当中的。But
in reality, all of this was going according to his plan.
他早就知道扫罗会有一天会厌弃他的命令。
He knew that one day Saul would not be dishonorable to this kingship. And he knew that one day he would remove Saul from this position of king. And he also knew that the people of Nineveh would repent after sending Jonah to them. So there is nothing that happens that is surprising to God. There's not anything that happens that makes God say, I have made a mistake and need to change my mind.
神做事的时候都是往前执行，并不转身。
Everything that God does, He does going straight forward without a turn. He uses the cherubim to show forth the kingly aspect of Christ as they move straight forward.
那么隔一天的时候呢，他完全相反的，他要借着儿子，借着神的使者显出他儿子是一个服苦的仆人。
And another day, he might use the cherubim to show forth the service aspect of Christ. And it is not that he changed his mind. Because this has already been known by him. It is these cherubim simply carrying out God's command.
那么我们底下来看到，这个活物来往奔跑，好像电光一闪啊。And
so we look here that the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning.
是的，我们会看，有时候看见神的旨意会改变。
And yes, it may seem to us that sometimes God's will changes.
甚至有时候我们会认识，觉得神的好像这个旨意迟延了。
Or sometimes we may feel like the will of God is being delayed.
神说他儿子要来，怎么2000年过去他还没有来？
We say that the Lord is supposed to return, but it's been 2,000 years. Why hasn't he returned? The Lord says that he will do away with the evil and wicked, but why are they still present on the earth today?
神的儿女在地上呼求说，神啊，你在哪里？你不做事吗？
And there are people crying out to the Lord asking for his help. Why is he inactive?
圣经告诉我们说，神之所以迟延，是因为他宽容我们。
But the Lord tells us that that the delay is because of God's compassion.
但是神开始做出十二神的时候到的时候，开始做事的时候。
But when it comes to actually the work to be done,
神的事动作是非常的快速的。
God's act is very swift.
今天我们还有时间，神容许我们在地上存留，让我们能够预备好自己，等候主的再来。
God has kept us on this earth today so that we can prepare ourselves for His return.
今天主还对我们在这地上传主的福音，还让有些人能够信主，能够得救，能够归向主。
So that we can share the gospel for other souls to be saved and return to the Lord.
但是有一天时候要到了。
But one day there will come a time.
当那个人说新郎来了，and behold,
He has come.
那么这些不管是聪明的童女，不愚拙的童女，都得起来迎接新郎。
Also, when a bridegroom returns, and all these maidservants will come up to receive him.
那时候要再来预备油啊，没有地方，没有时间，没有地方去预备了。And
at that time, you will not have time to go out and get oil to prepare.
有一天，当神的审判到来的时候呢，再也没有传福音的机会了。And
one day when that time comes, you will no longer have opportunity to share the gospel.
福音的门一关，没有人能够再得救了。
Because the gospel door will be shut and no one else can be saved.
神的工作真的是到时候到的时候，他的执行非常的快速的。
And so when God's timing comes, it will be very swift.
像电光一闪一样。Like
lightning, like bolts of lightning.
这些呢，就让我们呢警醒啊，主来的日子实在是近了，就像在转眼之间了。So
this tells us that we need to be alert and to redeem the time because God's work will be done swiftly.
那么这基路伯嘛，它有四个翅膀啊，它两个翅膀是来飞翔的。So
the cherubim, they have four wings. Two of them were used for flying.
一面它这个不管往热地方飞啊，它往前直飞，不转身，而且是像电光一闪的飞。And
so they were spread out and they were used for movement and they moved like bolts of lightning.
那么，但是它还有另外两个翅膀做什么呢？
But then, what are the other two wings?
它的另外两个翅膀是要遮体的。And
the other one were to cover their bodies.
在我们在外面人来看的时候呢，基路伯真是荣耀啊！他彰显神儿子的四方面的荣耀。When
we look at the cherubim, there is indeed this glory because they're showing the glory of the Son of God.
他当他执行神的命令的是何等样的能力，这么样的快速。And
when they execute God's command, how swiftly it is done like bolts of lightning.
但是那个四活物，他有件事情，他让人看见这不是他在做。But
there is another aspect of the work is that the cherubim do not show others themselves.
这是神在做，不是他在做。They
are showing that this is the work of God and not of themselves.
他要人看见的是神的作为，神的荣耀，不是看见他们自己。They
want others to see that this is the work of God and this is not the work of themselves.
以赛亚书他在第六章的时候，他在那里看到撒拉佛，他有六个翅膀。So
in Isaiah, when you see the seraphim, that there were six wings.
那么在这六个翅膀里头啊，这两个是飞翔的，但是有两个翅膀，它要 遮脸，两个翅膀要遮脚。So
two were used for flying, but the other two covered the face, and the other two covered the feet.
撒拉佛显明的是神的圣洁，基路伯说显出神的荣耀。So
the seraphim showed God's holiness, the cherubim showed God's glory.
特别在神的圣洁面前，基路伯用四个翅膀把他自己遮起来，不是那个撒拉佛把四个翅膀把他自己遮起来。
So the seraphim used four wings to cover himself.
神今天可以，神今天用我们做事情。And
today we are used by God for works.
他是自己是独行其事神，他自己可以做事。But
even though He Himself can do work as well.
但是呢，神今天是借着他儿女做事情。But
God does His work today through His children.
他不但借着基路伯这些天使长们做事，他今天做他的儿女们做事。
So not only through the cherubim, but also through his children.
有时候真的是看见很多人大有恩赐，大有神的恩典，为神做了很多的事情。
And so we see that there are those with great gifts who do the works of God.
但是不要忘记一件事,
but do not forget this one thing.
再多的能力，再多的恩赐赐给人。
As much ability, as much as gifted as you are,
都不要忘了用两个翅膀来遮盖自己的身体。
Do not forget that you have two wings covering yourself.
不是我们做，是神他自己做。
It is not us who do it, it is God doing it through us.
不要让人看到我们，让人看见神他自己。
Do not let others see you, let others see God.
这是四个基督伯，他们两个翅膀，四个里面，让我们说看见。 他工作的一些原则法则，我们今天在地上学习。
And so we see that through the wings that there's this principle for us to learn.
他同时呢，他在这个四合物的旁边的都各有四个轮子。
And then we also see that besides the face of the living creatures, that there's a wheel.
这轮子都是非常高大，高而可畏。
And these are very large, great wheels.
它的这轮子呢很奇怪，它的轮子呢好像是轮中套轮啊，轮子里面有轮子。
And it seemed like from the description there's a wheel within a wheel.
我们不晓得什么叫做轮中套轮啊，从来没有见过哈。但是它这轮中套轮是，也就是说到它也是一样，不论往哪个方向去，它是往前执行，它不需要转身。
And so it may be difficult for us to envision, but similar to the wings, no matter what direction they go, they don't turn.
今天汽车你不管往什么方向你都可以走，但你汽车一定要转身，对不对？
And just like today for cars, you can go in any direction, but that requires turning the wheel.
这个轮子呢非常特别，它不管往什么地方去，它是直行的。
But these wheels are very interesting because no matter what direction, they also don't turn.
翅膀呢，它说到属天的工作，属天的神的运行。
So the wings spoke of the heavenly work.
在天上飞翔啊，彰显神的荣耀。就是like
flying throughout heaven, showing the glory of God.
轮子呢，说到神在地上的作为啊，神在那个地上怎么样执行神他自己的命啊，神的命令。The
wheels represent the work of God carried out on earth.
那么他说这两个呢，他说这个是。 这个活物它的翅膀啊，不论往哪里飞，轮都跟随。And
so, no matter what direction the wings went, the wheels followed suit.
所以呢，轮呢，它是完全跟着翅膀怎么走，它就往哪里走，往东就往东，往西就往西。So
the wheel was completely aligned with the wing. If they went east, they went east. If they went west, they went west.
那么有翅膀的活物，它不需要转身，轮子也不需要转身。And
the wings that did not need to turn. Similarly, the wheels did not turn as well.
说到神在天上所执行的事情的时候，是完全照神永远的旨意在那里执行的。
And so this shows the comprehensive aspect of God's eternal purpose being accomplished.
那么神在地上的作为也是一样。
And so just like the heavenly work, same as the work on earth.
没有一件事情呢是让神吃惊的，没有一件事情不是在神计划之内的。
There's nothing done on earth that is outside of God's plan or surprises him.
而他在地上所做的事情是完全符合天上所做的那个这天上的做事。
And the work on earth is completely aligned to the heavenly work.
圣经里面有给我们很多的启示，但是有些事情呢，神启示的很少。
And the Bible gives us a lot of revelation, but there are certain topics that there does not seem to be much revelation.
主的祷告文他说呢，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
The Lord says, May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
说我们在地上传福音，他在天上也要传福音。
Does this mean when we share the gospel on earth that the gospel is being shared in heaven?
在地上我们帮助穷人，天上要帮助穷人。
That where if we pray for someone on earth, they were praying for someone in heaven.
那么主他说呢，他说只在地上，他自己不做事情。
But the Lord said that He Himself does not do work on the earth.
他呢，在地上做任何的事情，是因为他看见父做了，他才做。
Well, out of His own accord, but He does the work because He sees the Father doing that.
他听见父说了，他才说。
And he only speaks what the Father spoke.
我们说这什么意思呢?
So what does this mean?
那么主在地上，他医病赶鬼，让瞎眼的看见，瘸子的这个行走，长大麻风的洁净，神在天上也是这样做吗？
So when the Lord was healing the sick, healing the, cleansing the lepers, allowing the blind to see. Is this being done in heaven as well?
他圣经说到在地上有没有执政的掌权的。
Because we know that we have this authority.
地上那执政掌权要服从神的，他在天上也有执政的掌权的。
Oh, that there is authority on, there are people in authority positions on earth, just like there are authority figures in heaven as well.
什么意思呢？ 他是说地上有王有大臣，天上也有王，天上有大臣。
So there are kings and kingdoms on earth, just like there is a king and kingdom in heaven.
那我们说在地上有圣殿，对不对？
So we say that there is the temple on earth.
那么我们圣殿呢？ 建了几次，拆了几次，建了两次，拆回来，再两三次。
And that this temple on earth was constructed, broken down, constructed numerous times.
就是不管地上的会幕也好，地上的圣殿也好，都是在山上启示的样子，是照着在山上启示摩西的，或者是在他启示给大卫的。
So whether by revelation to Moses or to David, it was constructed in such a way.
它是什么意思的？
So what does this mean?
在启示录第十一章的时候，他说呢，在第七号神的号吹响的时候，他说他看见天上的殿的门开了，天上有个圣殿，门，他殿的门开了，约柜显在其中。And
it says in Revelation chapter 11 that when a trumpet sounded, this heavenly temple's door was open.
他说呢，天上有圣殿，天上有这个有约柜。
And so that there's this temple of God in heaven, and there's this Ark of His Covenant as well.
15章他再一次说，他说那个那存法柜的天上的那个殿开了。
And so the temple of God, which is in heaven, was opened.
我们知道那个殿呢，绝对不是在新天新地新耶路撒冷里面那个圣殿，因为那里在那里他说呢，我未见城中有殿，对不对？And
we know that this temple of God is not the one in the New Jerusalem.
那么在 在这个希伯来书第九章，他说呢，他说地上的，他是按着天上样式造的物件的，需要这些牛羊去洁净。And
in Hebrews chapter 9:23. Therefore, it was necessary for the copies of the things in the heavens to be cleansed of these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. And so the heavenly things themselves have better sacrifices than these.
地上的这些东西呢，都是靠天，只不过一个影像啊，在天上都是一个实体。
And so there is this this form in heaven that is replicated on earth.
这些呢，圣经上都只是这么提过去哈。我们有很多的，在关于天上的事情，我们不了解，我们不认识，神没有给那个启示给我们。And
so there may be heavenly things that we don't understand that we have not received revelation about.
我们只能在信心当中的接受哈。那么神在地上做事呢，是完全根据天上做那个做事的样式。
So that we can only accept in faith that whatever is being done on earth, God is also doing in heaven.
那么既然神定规把这件事情向我们隐藏，我们在信心当中来接受。
And so if God were to keep our wills to keep these things hidden, then we need to accept that in faith.
我们不是很明白什么叫做你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We may not fully understand what it means for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但是有一件事情我们是确定的。
But there is one thing we are sure of.
地上不管发生任何的事情,
that no matter what happens on this earth,
完全是照着天的那个原则来定规的，来指引的。
It is done in complete alignment with what is done in heaven.
地上任何一件事情，没有发生任何一件事情，是可以跟天上所做的事情，它是带着那个属天的原则相违背的。
And there is nothing that is done in opposite principle to what is being done in heaven.
所以呢，他说这个的灵呢，这翅膀不论往哪里飞，地上的那个的轮子就往哪里走，行走都不需要转身，都是神永远的旨意在那些执行。And
so no matter what direction the wings do not turn and the wheels in alignment also do not turn, this is all to accomplish the eternal purpose of God.
那么我们说，是什么事情在
So what is it that dictates the way that they move?
基督伯或者师傅他怎么知道现在神往东去还是往西去呢？
How do the cherubim know whether to go east or to go west?
轮子他是怎么样他知道要跟着活物的翅膀往前行呢？
How do the wheels know to go in the same direction as the wings?
在第十二节他们说他们俱各只往前行的灵往哪里去他们就往哪里去行走并不转身。
Verse 12 says, And each went straight forward, wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go without turning as they went.
我的翅膀的这个活物它不管往哪里行都是往前直行它怎么知道往哪里去呢？
So these wings, how do they know which direction to go?
一方面呢，他们都非常贴切神，就在神宝座面前，他们认识神。
On one hand, they are very close to God. They are close to the throne of God.
更主要的是因为灵在他们当中，灵在那里，圣灵在里引导他们。
But more importantly, the Spirit was in them that and it dictated their movement.
基督伯他不管在地上彰显出基督的哪一个方面，他今天做了哪一件事情往前行，都是圣灵带领他，圣灵告诉他往哪里走的。
So no matter what aspect of Christ they were demonstrating, it was the Spirit of God leading them.
从二十节他又说他的灵往哪里去，活物就往哪里去。
Verse 20 says again, wherever the Spirit was about to go, they would go in that direction.
所以活物呢是完全受到圣灵的掌管，圣灵的带领。
So these living beings were completely under the control of the Spirit.
这个轮子怎么知道要跟着活物走呢？
And then how do the wheels know to go in the same direction as the living beings?
他说这第十八节他说这个那活物行走，轮椅在旁边行走，活物上升，轮椅在旁边上升。然后呢，底下他最后呢，他说因为活物的灵在轮中。这两次说到活物的灵在轮中。
And verse 18 says, And as for their rims, they were lofty and awesome, the rims of all of them were full of eyes around them. And then 20 says again, the spirit was about, wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go in that direction. Two times it mentions the spirit.
那么轮子他是知道要往哪里走，是因为活物的灵在他里面告诉他们现在往哪里走。
So how do the wheels know where to turn? It's because the spirit was in them as well.
所以灵那个活物上升，轮也跟着上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。
And so where the spirit was going to go, the living beings would go also.
所以呢，是圣灵掌管的管制的活物，活物的灵管制轮子。
So it is the Holy Spirit leading the beings, and it is the spirit of the beings leading the wheels.
我们也是照着神的形象样式造的。
And we are also built according to this way.
所以我们呢，在这个方面也是一样的原则。
And this is the same principle that should be applied to us.
怎么知道神的心意往哪里去呢？
How do we know where to go?
因为圣灵带领我们。
It is because the Holy Spirit leads us.
甚至圣灵在我们的灵里面告诉我们，感动我们，知道这件事情应该这样做，应该那样做。
The Holy Spirit moves us and leads us and saying this thing ought to be done this way.
我们在地上学习顺从圣灵的带领。
And we learn how to be obedient to the calling of the Holy Spirit.
那么当我们的灵知道神的心意之后呢？
And then once our spirit knows God's will,
我们的魂，我们的身体就要起来行动了。
Our soul and our bodies also then react.
我们不管是起来走路行走去做事情也好。
And so we may get up and move.
是我们说话，我们的意志，我们的情感，我们的心思在那活动也好。
Whether it be our speech, our volition, or our mind.
都不是他们自己在那里做主的。
It is not these things acting in independence.
是我们的灵在掌管他们，我们的灵管制我们的魂，我们的魂管制我们的身体。
But it is our spirit, taking control of our soul and our volition and our mind and all these things.
这样的人是一个属灵的人。
And so this is the spiritual person.
只有这样子的人，我们才能够走在神他自己的心意当中。
Only then can we walk according to God's heart.
是但愿圣灵带领我们，在灵里头引领我们。
So it's the Holy Spirit that leads us.
那么我们学习敏锐啊，知道圣灵的意思。
And then we learn to experience and enjoy the leading of the Spirit.
那么我们的魂，我们的心思，我的嘴巴，我们的行动，也要学习来顺服我们里面灵的带领。
And then once our spirit is aligned to the Holy Spirit, then our soul, our body, our mind, they are aligned to this, our spirit.
这是第一个原则，这是灵的原则。
So this is the first principle, the spiritual principle.
那么第二个原则呢?
The second principle.
那么他说呢，第十六节啊，他说这个这轮网啊，这高而可畏啊，那么四个轮网的周围呢都蛮有眼睛啊。十八节对吧？十八节对。
So verse 18 it says, as for their rims, they're lofty and awesome, and the rims of all four of them were full of eyes round about.
他的这个轮子啊，这个周围满了眼睛啊。
So the rims of all four of them were full of eyes.
在第十章的时候，它不但是轮子是这样子。
So it's not only the wheels that were like this.
他说四活物，它全身、它的背、它的手、它的翅膀上面都满了眼睛。
And in chapter 10, verse 12, it says that their whole body was full of eyes.
眼睛呢，说到这属灵的分辨力。
Eyes speak about spiritual discernment.
说到我们的属灵的智慧和悟性。
To speak about this spiritual wisdom and understanding.
希伯来书上礼拜说，知道我们要明白神他丰满的旨意，对不对？
Hebrews talk about being filled in the clear understanding of His will.
我们如何能够满心知道神的旨意呢？
So how do we know the will of God?
他说你们要在一切所有的一切的属灵的智慧和悟性上能够满心知道神的旨意。
That we need to be filled in this full spiritual knowledge and understanding of His will.
我们要知道神永远的旨意呢？
If we want to know His eternal purpose,
我们需要被装备富有一切的属灵的智慧和悟性，才能够明白神的旨意。
We need to be filled with the full knowledge and understanding of His will.
一面呢，我们学习啊，在灵里头跟随我们的主，在做一个属灵的人啊，跟随灵的带领。
On one hand, we ought to be spiritual people who follow after Him.
一面呢，神要我们呢。 要装备受装备啊，要满有属灵的智慧和悟性。But
on the other hand, he wants us to be equipped with this full spiritual wisdom and understanding.
所以基督伯跟人子全部都满了眼睛，这说到满有那属灵的那个分辨力。And
so when it says that these children were full of eyes, this speaks to their spiritual discernment.
有的时候我们知道一点点，感觉到一些神的心意，要往这边走，要往那边走。
So sometimes we learn something and then we feel like we have a better understanding of where God wants us to go.
我们常常走着走着，我们打折扣了，我们把自己的心意加进去了。But
oftentimes we then put our own sort of discernment into that spiritual discernment.
因为我们没有在我们的属灵智慧悟性上能够提升，能够成长，能够明白神的心意。We
did not take the time to really understand and comprehend what God's will is.
我们不但要知道 圣灵他带领我们神的心意在什么地方？
The Holy Spirit leads us to understand what the will of God is.
神也要我们知道为什么神要这么做。
And God also wants us to know why ought things to be done this way.
他要我们知道我们要怎么去做。
And He wants us to know how to go about these works.
他要我们知道神做这之后的目的是什么。
He wants us to know what the purpose of these actions are.
灵告诉我们神的一个心意摆在那里，要做一件事情。
The Holy Spirit tells us what is that desire that He has.
我们的里面呢，要做装备，满了眼睛啊，看得清楚神为什么这么做，他怎么做，他到底要为他的目的是什么。
And then we ourselves need to be full of eyes. Trying to understand why He wants this to be done and how we ought to go about it.
在启示录第四章的时候，他也说到那里四个活物也不太一样，他也是全身都满了眼睛的。And
then in Revelation chapter 4, there was also four beings which is not the same, but they were also full of eyes.
那说到我们这是为什么四活物他能这么样子的完美的没有拦阻的彰显神的心意，执行神自己的命令。
And this is why these four beings are able to have this discernment to carry forth and execute God's command.
在圣灵的带领底下，他知道神要往哪里去，往东、往西、往前执行。
Under the leading of the Holy Spirit, they know whether to go north, south, east, or west.
但是他们里面有身上有神赐给他们满了属灵的分辨力，他们晓得神为什么要这么做。
And they have this clear spiritual discernment so that they know what ought to be done.
所以他们执行神的命令的时候，一点都不打折扣。
And so when they execute God's command, it's done seamlessly.
所以在圣经里的时候，我们常常看见天使说话，说着说着，神原来是第三人称说话，现在变成第一人称神直接说话。
And so that's why we see when angels, they may start off speaking in the third person, but then it becomes the Lord speaking in the first person.
因为呢，神的是心意，他们是完全明了的，神的旨意，他们是完全顺服的。
Because they have this perfect understanding of what God's will and what God's heart is.
那这是神借着这四活物向我们要启示出来，神他是他的自己，特别是他是儿子耶稣基督的。
And so this is what God wants Ezekiel and us to know through the vision of the four living beings.
那么在这四，他都在这活物之上啊，有穹苍的形象啊，第二十二节。
And in verse 22, that says that over the heads of the living beings, there's something like an expanse.
那么在第二十六节，他说啊，他这个穹苍之上有宝座的形象啊，那么上面有这个还有一个人子，有人的形状坐在那里。
And in verse 26, it says, now above the expanse that was over their heads, there's something resembling a throne, and it says that on a throne was a figure with the appearance of a man.
啊，那个。他的身上半身下半身都是火啊。他说呢，这个这形状呢，下雨的日子，云中红的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。
And it says subsequently that the appearance of his loins and upward and also downward, there was this fire, this radiance. And 28 says his appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so is the appearance of the surrounding radiance.
以色列人他们现在所处的光景呢，是最暗淡、最黑暗的时候。
He said that this was one of the darkest periods in the Israelites' history.
是他们最没有盼望的时候。
This was when they had no hope.
他们如果心中还有一点点耶和华的地位的话，那也是神，你到哪里去了？
If they had even a little yearning for the Lord, they would say, "Lord, where have you gone?"
你还顾我们吗？
Do you still care about us?
神啊，你还在掌权吗？
Are you still in control?
难道今天是那个是巴比伦王的神在掌权吗？
Is it in reality that the king of Babylon is the one in control?
在这个最以色列最失败暗淡的时候，神要以细节先看见的是，除了是基路伯的荣耀，更是看见是在这个基路伯之上，神在掌权。
So God wanted Ezekiel to know not only the glory shown forth by the cherubim, but the glory of the Son of God himself.
没有一件事情不在他的管制底下，没有一件事情是超乎他的预料。
There is not anything that is not under his sovereignty.
那么就是因为这样子，他这样的意象一直支撑着这个以西结一生的服事。
And so this vision was the thing that carried forth Ezekiel throughout his entire service.
在这个意象之后呢，他看见神的神的荣耀从那个至圣所的基列伯之上出去了，停在门槛上，从门槛上停到东门口，从东门口停到东边的山上，最后从山上离开他们。
Because he saw that the vision of this throne moving from within the temple to outside of the city and then ultimately leaving the city.
里面我们看见的神呢是多么像他的殿是依依不舍的离开他自己立民的所在。
And we saw how the Lord did not desire to leave that dwelling place.
因为神的儿女这样子败坏拜偶像，神不得不离开他们。
But because his people have become so wicked and worship idols, he has to depart from them.
但是二十年之后。
But after 20 years.
第四十章的他们被掳25年之后。
After they have been taken captive 25 years.
那么神的荣耀再一次回来了。
When the glory of the Lord returns,
那么他是在是要启示一个新的崭新的圣殿。
There will be the new temple.
那么在这崭新的圣殿，他从东门口神的荣耀再一次回来，回到以色列人当中。
And then he will once again enter through the east gate back to his people.
神的荣耀曾经离开以色列。
Because the glory of God had previously departed from his people.
有一天神的荣耀还要再回来。
But one day the glory will return.
我想呢，这个意象呢，是一生抓着以西结。
And I believe that this vision was what captured Ezekiel's heart throughout his entire service.
他在百姓当中，不管说什么话，他们都不听；做什么事情，他们都不服从。
And no matter, even if the people did not respond to what he said or react to the way he worked, he can continue to persevere and be faithful in his service. Because his heavenly vision guided him throughout his entire days. And he knew that even though the glory of the Lord had departed from the temple, one day it will return. And in history of the church, the glory of God also did once depart. Throughout that 1,000 year period in church history, it seemed that the glory of the Lord was not present. But through Reformation, God's glory has returned.
在箴言里面他说呢，若无异象，民就放肆。
Proverbs says that where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
他那意思说了，没有异象的话啊，先知就会放肆，祭司会放肆，君王会放肆。
So without vision,
他是这么说吗？
Is it this? 再说一遍。
他说这句话呢，不是光光只是指的先知要异象，祭司要异象啊。
So this verse is not pertaining to just prophets or those who spoke God's word.
那么他说你所有神的儿女都需要有异象。
But everybody requires the vision.
那么我们说这个我们有没有异象呢？
So can we say that we have this vision?
我们说当然有异象了。
Of course there is a vision.
你看我们的跟弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，我们看见身体的异象，对不对？我们是一个身体，我们是属于一个身体的，我们不是这个那个人。
Because when we meet together, we have the vision of the body. We know that we are one.
那我们在一起剥饼的时候,
when we break bread,
我们也有异象,
there's also a vision.
啊, 因为他看见这主呢, 他自己, 他在我们当中, 他向我们显现,
we see the Lord appearing to us personally and revealing himself.
我也想呢, 他的神的心意啊, 还要让我们看到更荣耀的异象。
And I believe that it is God's heart to show us an even more glorious vision.
但我会说，难道我们也要看见像以西结一样的异象？
Is this to say that we ought to have the same vision as Ezekiel?
在圣经上面呢，看见神的宝座跟他的天使长在一起的只有三次。
So in the Bible, when we see sort of God on the throne with his angels, there was only three times.
一次就在这个以赛亚书第六章。
Once was in Isaiah chapter 6.
他看见主坐在高高的宝座上，周围有撒拉佛势力。
We saw God on the throne, the seraphim around him.
一次在这里。
So one was here.
那么还有一次是在那个启示录第四章的时候，那是看见四个活物啊，看见宝座。
The second time was in Revelation chapter 4, where John saw that vision.
那么这三次异象呢，都跟神的审判紧紧相连的。
So these three visions were all closely tied to God's judgment.
在以下的在以赛亚书，他说你要去告诉这些百姓说，你们要看也看不见，听也听不明，要耳朵发沉，而那个眼睛闭着，直到有一天你们被掳归回之后。
And Isaiah chapter 6, he tells Isaiah to tell his people, keep on listening, but do not perceive; keep on looking, but do not understand, and then that otherwise they will and return and be healed.
这边说到对以色列人的审判。
So this is the judgment towards Israel. And Revelation speaks of the judgment of the end times.
当神的宝座跟他的那个天使显现出来的时候，都是神那个公义审判的时候到了。
So when God appears on his throne with these heavenly beings, the time of judgment has come.
但是呢，我想呢，这些先知们如果都需要的话，那只有这三个先知就能看到这样的异象，对不对？
And so only these three, these individuals saw this vision.
但是呢，神把这些意象写给我们。
But God gave us the vision through their words.
不是只是仅仅为了先知们他们自己。
So that not only do the prophets and apostles themselves know.
没错，以西结需要这样的意象，他才有可能在这些悖逆的百姓当中工作。
It's true that Ezekiel needed this vision in order to serve amongst the people.
以赛亚也好，约翰也好，都需要。 这样异象的扶持,
and whether it's Isaiah or the Apostle John, they also needed the vision.
但是呢，神把如果是这样子的话，他们记在心里就好，不用写在圣经上了。
But if it was meant for just themselves, then they could have just kept it in their heart. They did not need to provided in Scripture.
神把这些意象写在圣经上，今天启示在我们面前。
But God has recorded these visions in His Word so that we may know it today.
他的心意就是要他们的意象成为历世历代的意象。
Because God wants their vision to be the vision throughout the ages.
他要这些先知们所看见的，也要成为我们所看见的。
He wants what the prophets saw to be what we see.
也许我们肉眼不可能不会看见这样子的意象。
And maybe we are unable to see this with our fleshly eyes.
但是这些意象里面所代表出来属灵的含义，是今天我们是不断的要认识，不断要学习的。
Well, the principle of these visions is something that we ought to continually seek and pursue and learn.
这样的话，他们的意象成为我们历世历代成为我们的意象。
And so that their vision becomes our vision throughout the ages.
没有意象，没有意象，民就放肆了。
Because where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
我们里头没有意象，我们随意做事，我们爱怎么做做怎么做。
Because without vision, then we would just do whatever we want.
如果我们看见以西结的意象，看见在最荒凉的时候，神仍然高高坐在宝座上。
But in Ezekiel's case, even in the most desolate period, we see God on the throne.
没有地上任何一个政权、任何的事情能够拦阻神的心意。
And there is nothing that could obstruct God's heart.
没有任何一件事情。能够叫神的设置旨意不被那个受拦阻不被执行。
And there's nothing that could hinder God's will from being accomplished.
那神的旨意就快要实现了。
God's will be completed.
我们看见这个意象。
Have we seen this vision?
我们活在这意象当中吗？
Do we live according to this vision?
我们等候这样的意象。
Do we wait for this vision to happen?
我们举起祷告。
So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
就是在以色列人最暗淡、最失败的时候
，that even though in Israel's most time of great failure and weakness,
你借着这属天荣耀的意象，坚固了是先知，也坚固了今天在这末世等候主再来的人。
You provided this heavenly vision not only to the prophet of that time, but also for us today who wait for the Lord.
父啊，多少时候我们为着这个世代我们悲叹、嗯、
Father, how often do we fall short today?
多少时候我们为自己里面的光景里面叹息
How often do we sigh for our current state?
多少时候我们里面也起了疑心，我们的信心动摇。
And how often does our faith be shaken?
不知道我们神的心意在哪里。
Not knowing what the will of the Lord is.
看不见神你这个工作。
Not being unable to see your work.
父啊，开我们的里面的眼睛。
Father, may open up the eyes within us.
把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
Give us that spirit of understanding.
叫我们真是能够看见你的恩召有何等样的指望。
So that we can see how great is your calling.
他是你在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And how great and glorious is this inheritance you have prepared.
并且你的能力正像我们这些信的人身上的所显示出来的能力也是何等样的浩大。
And how great is this power that you bestow to each of us.
叫我们能够常常经历与主同死同复活。
So let us truly be able to experience dying with Christ and being raised up with him.
叫我们这些软弱的人能够因着你的恩典我们刚强我们站立。
So that we who are weak may be made strong according to your grace.
保守底下的受浸聚会借着姊妹们的受浸我们把荣耀归给主。
May you watch over this following time of baptism we lift up the two sisters into your hands. We pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.